Hello?
Hello, is this let me know if I'm pronouncing this right. Is Rahima speaking?
Yes.
Rahima, this is Sheldon Benjamin from Notebook Writing. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing great myself. Welcome on board. First of all, you signed up with us for the editing package, right? Of
Yeah.
the biography, if I'm right. 30 pages.
Yes. Yeah, I
Perfect.
think it could be a little bit more of 30
It's
pages, but
fine. It's
I'm
fine. No,
like
but a bit
roughly, yeah.
plus minus is always fine. It's no problem. And well, I'll be your project manager throughout the entire process. And are you able to check your email at this time?
Yes.
Kindly check your email. You should have an email for from Creative Design Agency. It's basically our platform that we use for communication.
Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah.
There
So
should
the
be two
email for.
emails. Open the first one. It should have a option to get started. When you'll click on
Yes.
that, you'll be guided to a website that's called Teamwork. Okay? You can create your account over there and you'll be logged into the project.
Okay.
While you're doing that, tell me about the book. Tell me about what inspired you to write this.
Well, I kind of had a chat with Daniel. I guess his name is Daniel.
Daniel
Yeah, because
Garcia, yes.
it's this is actually yeah this is actually is my real life story during the war in Afghanistan, and I wrote it like almost like 10 years back, but I look at it up just recently to make some like changes or edit it because probably my English is getting better now. So yeah, so when I did that, and then I talked to my family and my dad, and my dad didn't allow me. It says it's too personal. We don't want to, I mean, like publish our like life experience, which is very personal. So he didn't allow me. So I said okay, I don't do it. And then because it was during the war in Afghanistan, and then we migrated. I mean, like it happened in Canada when I wrote it, the book. And then after like almost another 10 years, I mean, like 10 years, and then the same exactly thing happened in Afghanistan, because when we flee the country, the Taliban was ruling the country, and then we were fortunate to come to Canada, and then it happened again. And I was donating to UNHCR for the case in Afghanistan war, especially for women and children. And then I mean, like I'm working and I couldn't make more. But then I was thinking that maybe this book kind of like helped me, so I can share the revenue if I make any. But that's my initial thought and hope, that I make some money out of this book so I can donate to UNHCR, which I always they always call me and they always ask for more donation, and so I can make a regular probably a donation from the profit from this book
I
to UNHCR,
understand.
so they can do something in Afghanistan, especially with women,
I
children. And I feel that I make at least a little bit difference in the life of those people that are suffering. And I have been like in that situation when I was with my family running for my life during that time that Taliban was like ruling the country. So I understand that how difficult it is. And now like people are living under that rule, and then especially women are not allowed to work, and children are
Yes.
starving from hunger, and that makes me really like heartbroken. And here now that I'm privileged in Canada, that I just want to, if I can contribute a little bit through this book. So that's why I talked to Daniel that I will be, I and he suggested that I can use a pen name because I
Yes,
don't
you can
want
use a
to
pen name, definitely.
be, yeah, I don't want to be like, I want to be anonymous because I still have like immediate family. My cousins are still living there, and I don't want to put them life in danger because of this helping one and then putting
another.
I completely understand. Yeah. So that's why that's my initial thought that I, at this point, I will be staying anonymous. And the book is not a big book. It's just, like I said, it's 30 pages on a Word document. It could be a little bit more, maybe 32 or 34, 35. But, yeah, so it is my real-life story. And if any of my relatives read that book, they would just
instantly
know that it's me. Yeah. And that I don't know how many, people will they. That's why I thought that maybe if any this book gets into the hand of, some people that know me,
mm-hmm.
they in Afghanistan, if they report to Taliban or anything that I am writing, not against them or right. And then I don't want these people to get in trouble in Afghanistan that are my close relatives. Yeah.
Completely understand.
So that is the thing. And I initially have two organizations that I'm donating money.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them UNICEF and the other one is Focused Humanitarian Assistance. They are on the ground in Afghanistan, and so I will be donating to both this organization for the
that's amazing.
Afghanistan. Yeah, yeah.
That's
hopefully, if that if this book makes their way into market and people were reading it or buying it, I don't know at this point. But
well,
that's my hope.
Just letting my own insight, giving my own insight to you. In order to get
mm-hmm.
a book, if you want to earn from a book, frankly speaking, you're going to have to probably make some investments along the way, marketing the book properly once we, go towards that phase. And
mm-hmm.
when you are getting published on probably getting publishing for Amazon and a few others. And what are your ideas on the book cover right now?
The book color? You mean the book cover?
Yes, the book cover. What are your ideas on the book cover?
I have a picture, but I haven't chose the name yet. Because I had a really hard time to make the name of the book. I mean the title a little bit catchy. So I have a picture for the book, and I will be. I don't know if I can sketch it. I'm not sure, but I can write it. How should exactly look like the cover page? I don't know if I tell you right now or I should write you later.
It's better to write it. If I sent you two
mm-hmm.
forms. Did you open the link and create your account?
Oh no, not yet.
Take your time, no problem. Once you open the account, you'll be able to find a message from me, okay? That message is going to contain two forms. One form is for the book cover. One form is for the book editing, okay? Once you fill out those forms, they'll start the writing and designing process. We have illustrators and designers, so we can design any kind of book cover that you have in mind, no problems. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So just let us know what you need, what you think, and if you have any samples or any pictures that you want similarity towards, you can send those our way, and we'll work accordingly.
Okay.
Relatively, one important thing I'd like to ask, since you are going to be publishing the book, do you have an ISBN at this time? Hello?
ISBN?
Yeah, do you have an ISBN for the book?
What is that one? Yeah, I kind of familiar with it, but that's my first book that I'm
You're the first time author, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so one thing you're going to need for the book, it's something we can provide as well. If you want, once you're done with this, I can connect you to a strategist and they'll guide you on it. But for now, let me just get you through what it is. An ISBN is an international standard book number. Now, you go to the groceries, right? If you pick up any items, there's a barcode behind it, right?
A barcode, yeah.
For every book.
Mm-hmm.
for a, especially for a printed version of a book, you must have an ISBN. Now, if you are basically writing this book and you just don't want it in the U.S., right? You want it to go international, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there are different kind of ISBNs available throughout. Good ISBN is going to be international. Okay, so to get a good ISBN, you can make your book internationally available. Okay, that's why you want to go through Amazon and all of that. They require a good ISBN number. Okay. So relatively, you're going to need a barcode for that as well. These things, like a lot of times, it happens. A lot of people write a book, they want to go and do that. However, they don't realize there's other small costs associated with that, like the ISBN, the barcode, and relatively you might want to protect your information as well, because at times it happens you may publish the book, but if you don't have a document stating that, okay, this is my property, you might face problems eventually. So it can be under your pen name as well. Because the thing is, basically, you know, these days intellectual property is just so important, right? So
absolutely.
We tell all of the people through us that initially we didn't used to before this became an issue. Now that it has become an issue that people are doing such, intellectual property theft, we always inform our clients to, get the copyright as soon as possible so nobody can take your information and make it their own. It usually happens like for people who haven't done that, they may, publish a book about your own life or some information. Somebody else just claims, oh, no, this is my writing.
I see. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going through random lawsuits and stuff like that. It becomes very tough. So it's better to secure that whenever possible. If you secure that, you just walk into court, you just show a paper and everything's just gone.
Okay, yeah, of course, yeah. I will do that. And who, are you going to help me with that, or?
Definitely, I can help you with that. There are basically two people who are going to be assigned to your project. One is me, and one is a strategist. Let me actually confirm the strategist assigned to you at this time. Okay, the strategist assigned to you, his name is going to be Daniel McCain, okay? And if you want, I can schedule a call for you because they have multiple clients as well. They can be busy at times. So I'm going to connect you. When are you available, or are you available most of the time? So we can give you a call whenever possible.
This week I'm mostly available the whole day.
Okay. And where exactly do you live? Which time zone are you situated in?
I'm in... Pacific time zone.
You're in Pacific
time
zone.
I'm living in Vancouver, Canada. Yeah.
Oh, you're living in Vancouver, Canada. How's the weather there?
Oh, like every day. Like it's almost summer. I mean, like summer, and we don't have any sunshine. It's like cloudy, rainy, and this year is like worse. Last year, I remember we had a picnic in the park celebrating my dad's, Father's Day. But this year, we had to go to a restaurant to celebrate with the other family. Yeah, so it's like crazy. Vancouver weather is like crazy.
Raining cats and dogs, huh?
That's nice.
I think it's raining pretty hard. Over here, it's not raining, so it's like... It's just
New York is sunny?
Yeah. Not sunny, but it's not raining. I'm a person who likes rain, so.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
What is your background?
Personally, I am from Illinois, Rockford.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved here like 4 years ago. I'm pretty young. I'm not sure how old you are. I'm just 27.
Oh, I see. But you have accent. Are you burning in U.S.?
I'm not sure. What?
Oh, I said that like, were you born in U.S.?
Yeah, I am born in U.S., yeah.
Oh, I see. Like, I you have accent, so it's like, it doesn't sound like English is your first language.
This is a first for me.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe it's because, like, this is could be. I'm not sure. Like, I basically, my background is, if you go back, I'm like from South Africa, but I've been born, you know, born, raised in the U.S.
Oh, I see. Maybe it's like Canadian American English that sounds to me that English is not your first language, but yeah.
Interesting. This is definitely a first for me.
Yeah, sorry.
No problem. Absolutely no problem. It's fine. It's fine. You have you can say that to me if you feel like it. I'm pretty frank with everything. It's all good.
Yeah, like me, like because English is like when I was here, I was in my like late teenage years,
mm-hmm.
and I was in my adulthood starting.
Mm-hmm.
So I still have really thick. Accent.
Yeah, of course. You came here. Mm-hmm. After, how old are you?
Well, I'm in my 40s now.
Oh, you're in your 40s. So I'm relatively very young compared to, I'm 27. So.
Yeah, like people, when I talk to people, I don't know, maybe my voice is also sound a little bit younger to them. And even my face, when I'm like asking people in person, I was like, yeah, maybe you're in your late, mid-30, late 20s. I was like, oh, really?
Keeping yourself fit. That's great.
I know. I was like, oh, okay, that's a good thing. You always like want to be young forever, 21
oh,
forever.
That's good. That's good, right? It's like you have good skin and you're keeping it up.
Not really, but yeah.
That's nice to hear. By the way, did you find my message on Teamwork?
On
you made your login, right?
Yeah, I did.
You complete the login.
There is a introduction thing. I don't know. Is that your message?
Oh, let me see. On the top right, can you tell me on top left? Where do you see on top left? Should be your name, right?
Yeah.
Should be your name. Just below that, do you see like list, board, table, and these kind of options?
Okay.
There should be an option for messages over there as well. Just below your name.
Mm-hmm.
There should be multiple options. One of them should be messages.
Oh, messages, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You can open, go on messages, and you'll see a message saying welcome on board. I want you to click welcome on board.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's basically a welcome message. It contains two forms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one you can see below. When you scroll down, there's a book cover brief form, and there is a book editing form. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It also has
okay.
my personal number and the office number with the extension. Okay? So if
okay,
any point in time you want to give me a call or you want to reach out to me on my personal number, you can just go ahead and do that anytime. Okay?
Okay. So I download it and fill it and send it back, is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Now on the top, on the right below at the end, you can see the button for add reply, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can click on add reply and you can reply to a message. And when you actually click on add reply,
mm-hmm.
I'll also tell you how to add files, okay?
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, when you open that, below that you see attach files. When you scroll down a bit, just below the text box, you will see attach file.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
you can click on that and click on add files, and you can attach from there, okay?
Okay, perfect. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. So you can send me the entire manuscript as well, right here. And you can also send your book cover idea, and we'll work from there, okay?
Oh, okay, so I can attach the whole, like,
You can attach the entire manuscript
12
here.
Chapters?
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Perfect. No problem.
And someone will contact me for the IBM, right?
The ISBN. Okay. They'll be contacting you for the ISBN. By the way, one other thing. Okay. You want to get this book live. Do you want to market this book as well?
Yeah, but should I worry about it now?
Basically, the thing is, it depends on how you want to market the book. Okay, you can either publish it and then go for a marketing, but you can search this up as well. For a book to make a good impact, it's better to start, like, you know, 3 months before the book is launched. You can start marketing it. So eventually, like, think of it this way. You launch a product, but nobody knows about it. Will people start buying it right away?
Yeah, well, if I do, like, I was, like, thinking, and then I was like, well, if I do it, like, 3 months ahead, people will forget about it.
No, people, nobody's going to forget. The thing is, how you work this out is, there are two options. Either you can publish the book and then slowly market it, okay, once it's published. And you can do it before and then continue towards marketing it as the book is published. So it depends, because the book is everlasting. You can market it at any point, right? But to make an impact, usually we recommend that you market it before the book, you know, goes to the publishing process. So there's a bit of, you know, people who know about it, they have an idea of what the book's about, they are a bit hyped about it. So it allows you to generate more revenue early on rather than later on.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll think about that as well.
Okay, so I'll tell you, basically the reason I'm asking these questions is just our basic know-how questions, okay? The reason why we ask this is so when I tell the strategist what he needs to talk about with you, he has an idea of the things he should be talking about, okay?
Sure, yeah.
Perfect. Any questions from your end at this time, Rahima?
I don't have any questions.
Rahima.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. Okay. Yeah, so I'll go ahead and do those forms, and I'll send it as soon as possible.
Perfect. Just fill out the forms and send them my way, and we'll work from there.
And also upload the
manuscript,
too, right?
Yeah, the manuscript. Yes. And also send me the description for the book cover. Okay, remember to do that as well.
Oh, okay, yeah, description for the book cover. Yeah, I haven't come up with the name, but yeah, I send
the
description.
We'll be editing the book, so we can do that. You can think about the title. You have a good amount of time. Okay?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay,
perfect. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
And you can contact me whenever you want. Have a good day. Bye.
Sure. Me too. Bye-bye.